Fred Film Radio.
Andrea Cerbi, the filming in Italy, in Sardinia, with Nat Wolf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, all your story starts with music. Everything started with music, with the band, the Naked Brothers band that you were playing in with your brothers. Can you tell us something about that?
My brother and I were huge obsessive Beatles fans, where we'd have the CD to Rubber Soul, you know, the Beatles album. We'd have my mom and dad put it in the CD player on road trips and play it over and over and over again. And at a really young age, we started writing music and put together a band with our friends. And then we were on a TV show that our whole family worked on from the time we were, you know, 9 to 13 or something. That was based on our music.
How come this title?
Naked Brothers Band. When we were kids, we would get out of the bathtub and say, "We're the Naked Brothers Band." And that's it. And then it became like a real, it became a wild title that really seemed to get people's attention. But it was a TV show on Nickelodeon, so a lot of parents would see it on the TiVo of the, or the DVR, and get scared that their kids were watching pornography or something.
Listen, then you move from stage to TV. So where are you more comfortable? Were you more comfortable on stage or in front of a TV camera?
I mean, as a kid, it was, you know, I was playing music with my brother and my best friends, and we were doing this TV show that was a lot improvised and a lot of us kind of being ourselves with our friends and goofing around. And so in a certain way, that helped me be, you know, I spent so much time in front of the camera when I was a kid, that I think it helped me sort of
get comfortable,
not even notice it. Yeah.
Listen, and then you made another step forward and you did the movie The 14 Hour Stars, which is your first film. And how was the impact for you to this experience, to like a bigger production and a bigger media that was much more worldly in, known?
Well, it wasn't my first film. You know, I'd done some films in high school, but it was definitely the biggest thing that I'd ever been a part of. To the point that when we were cast, Shailene Woodley, Ansel, and I were all cast. Already, people were flipping out, you know, saying, "Don't mess it up," you know. So we had to kind of block out the reality, you know, the idea that all these people were kind of waiting to see us mess up their favorite book. But then, you know, it ended up being a really beautiful movie, and the director of it I had already worked with in his first movie, and he's one of my best friends, Josh Boone. So it didn't feel like this sort of enormous thing while we were doing it. Only when it started to come out, I realized, you know, if I had known what it was going to be like when we were shooting, I probably would have been a lot more nervous. Yeah. Yeah.
You started with TV and you get into movies, which seems to be like the regular way to do it, even if sometimes it happens the reverse. We have like films and actors that go from, they start in the movie business and they go into the TV.
Right.
Did you feel which is the best way for you? Besides yours way, but did you think this is the best way, or this is you would have done it differently in terms of you would have rather started with cinema and then going to TV?
I don't think there are any rules. I mean, I think I think for me as an actor, I've always been such a fan of film that I'm more prone to I'm more excited about being in movies. But I mean, TV is so unbelievably good these days. There really is. I mean, sometimes a lot of TV is better than a lot of movies these days. You know, and there's so many good real auteurs working in TV, and I mean, you know, you can't do better than some of the shows, like, you know, The Wire. And
Which is your idea of history of cinema for you? Which are the pivotal movies of the history of cinema that changed your life, that actually made you think about becoming an actor?
For me, a lot of the pivotal movies came from the 70s, so it was a lot of Taxi Driver meant a lot to me because it felt like a real depiction of a person that I wouldn't spend that much time, that I wouldn't want to spend that much time with in real life, but for some reason, when he's presented on screen, I'm captivated by him, and it made me sort of want to understand, you know, movies helped me kind of understand people in a deeper way, and I've always been really curious about people, and movies are a real up close way to see relationships and and people. But I also felt with Kramer versus Kramer, that character reminded me a lot of my own father. And so that made me feel like, wow, you can really do that. You know, you can really be, you can really give a performance that's so good that it not only reflects life, but it helps illuminate life.
And are there any actors that you look up to or directors that you look up to that you would like to work with?
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, I really love, I got to work with Vincent D'Onofrio. I think he's an incredible actor, and he taught me a lot. And yeah, there's so many. I mean, I love Robert De Niro's a really great actor who I think has had so much. And then I love going back and rewatching movies like Serpico and, you know, Dog Day Afternoon and Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson. Those kind of movies get me really inspired.
I have one last question about, which is kind of weird. You told me that you started with Beatles. Beatles was your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Great musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, musical inspiration. Which is your guilty pleasure?
Of music? I like a lot of different kinds of music. I like a lot of music that is deemed uncool and a lot of music that is deemed cool. I mean, let me think about it for a second. Let me think. Let's go on to the next question and I'll come back to that.
Are you still playing music? I mean, are you keep on playing music like you were used to?
Yeah, I still play in a band with my brother, and we still do shows and stuff. We're working on a new album. We put out an album last year called Public Places.
And how did your musical career was boosted by your success as an actor?
It was really helped. I mean, we had a song in Fault in Our Stars. We had a song in Paper Towns, and songs in a couple. This is another movie I was in. We had songs in a couple of movies that my brother did, and so I think that. Having the music in the movies helped it a lot. And then also just probably the exposure of being in films helped people, you know, end up going to the music. But I do think the fans tend of the music have kind of been there since the beginning and are not, most of them are not coming to see us because we're in movies. They're just have become fans of our band.
Listen, how easy it is to go back and forth being working as a solo artist and as a duo artist with your brother? Is it easy for you to reconnect?
Yeah, I mean, artistically, it's simple because Alex and I kind of function as one. I mean, we've been working together so long, and we know each other so well that it's like riding a bike. But the hardest part is scheduling, because trying to just get the schedule where we can get in the same room. I mean, he's like flying everywhere, I'm flying everywhere, and so, you know. We have to always meet in Sardinia every year.
Well, this could be an idea. You should tell him to come over. So going back to the guilty pleasure, if you have... I'm not letting go. You know?
I thought maybe you'd forget.
Even not guilty, you know, something that you like to...
I mean, this is not a guilty pleasure because I think she's awesome. But I like to do this... I really like this song. I really, 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 really like you. You know the song Carly Rae?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, and then Call Me Maybe. I think all her songs are awesome. I mean, she's like, kind of like, on the surface seems like a fun pop singer, yeah. But I think her songs are really, really special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
You find one. Well, thank you very much,
hey,
Nat Wolf.
So much.
Thanks a lot. From Film in Italy, Sardinia, Andrea Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.